This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, indeed. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. They're the first four rooms in our list of chat rooms there. Just join any one of those four, and we will join you in there once we notice you, and then we'll put you on the radio, and you can say whatever it is you want. Now, obviously, without violating, you know, the FCC rules that will get our stations in big trouble, but otherwise you could say the topics are whatever you want them to be here on Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Michael.
And Vincent.
We're going through a piece of propaganda that was distributed and has been distributed apparently throughout the election season this semester on college campuses. The organization involved is called Next Gen.
Age.
There's a larger national organization, Next Gen, and I've never actually been to their website, but I did become aware of them at some sort of political rally. They had some people there, and it definitely seemed like a leftist, pro-left kind of group, anti-freedom. Of course, the right's also anti-freedom, but you know they want you to think they're different. So there's this checkmark Xbox thing where you got like a columns of here's what the Democrat thinks, here's what the Republican thinks. And as you pointed out, they made the Democrats' picture very nice, and the Republican, they picked a very unflattering photo of the Republican. And so we've just been kind of rolling through this list of let's compare the candidates. And notice I'm not even saying the names of the candidates. I don't care about these people.
They don't matter.
They don't matter one iota.
They're just front people for the banks and special interests.
You know, it's a true statement. It really is. And, of course, they're keeping the libertarian out of any kind of debates. There are actually libertarians outside right now, outside of the debates going on. There's apparently a congressional debate happening now, and then the gubernatorial debate will be on Thursday here in New Hampshire. And libertarians will be protesting out in front of both of those debates because both candidates have been unfairly kept off those ballots, as is happening in states likely across the country. I mean, this is a typical story when it comes to third parties, whether it be the libertarians or the Greens, for that matter.
This is normal.
Yeah, anybody who's qualified for the ballot is a third party. The system will close up. And they will do everything they can to keep those people from actually being heard. All right, so let's continue down this list. Where'd we leave off?
So we left off at supported stronger state-level gun safety measures. And now if you're paying attention to the way we're phrasing these questions, or pay attention to it. So this next one, wants college to be more affordable for students and their families.
Okay. Who doesn't want college to be more affordable for their, you know?
Yeah, who doesn't want that? That's not what they really mean, is it?
Nope, not at all.
So what do they really mean?
Well, it doesn't say on here because, you know, people have the attention span of a guppy and can't bother spending like 5 minutes doing a search online. From what I understand, a lot of it is just straight up either like in Quebec where the government pays for everything or just everyone's guaranteed a government loan.
Yeah, they want not even loans. They just want to send people to school on taxpayer dollars, right? Like that's what they're looking for. But you're right; it doesn't even scratch the surface of what she really means by that.
And you know, because using an X, right? I mean, red because you know Republican. But you know, I mean, people. It's like with Facebook's notifications, right? They use red because it's like for notifications because like I gotta check
it's
this out. Danger. Yeah,
right.
And they use an X because that has negative connotations.
Correct.
So you know, not that I have any love for the Republican here, but it's clearly skewed, right?
Right. I mean, surely if you went and talked to this guy, the Republican, and you said, do you support education being cheaper? Of course he'd say yes.
Of course.
Who would say, oh, no, it should be more expensive? No one would say that. Even, you know, you'd have to be totally insane to say that education should be more expensive, but yet they're claiming, oh, she supports education being cheaper, but he doesn't, which is just ridiculous. Now, of course, if you actually do want education to get cheaper, you have to get the government out of it entirely.
Pretty much.
And allow educational competition. Where these institutions that have been around forever and they can just charge whatever they want to charge because they're getting government loans and money, you know, basically free money from the government. What is it? Is it called Fannie Mae? I forget. Is that the housing one? I forget. There's like
I think Freddie Mac is the housing.
Yeah.
I'm not
stupid
sure.
Names. Anyway,
but you can't go. You can't declare bankruptcy with these student loans, or you basically become a slave.
You're guaranteed this money, so they just keep on increasing and keep on increasing the rates. Whereas in the marketplace, if there was actually a free market in education, they wouldn't be guaranteed any money. They'd actually have to, satisfy their customers with a quality education at an affordable price. And if it was a true free market, then there would be no limit to the number of institutions that could be created. And then, therefore, of course, price would go down.
Well, and just I'll just add, by guaranteeing everyone, right, every young person or whoever a loan, that gives the colleges the go-ahead to just raise tuition.
Right,
because
tuition,
people could afford it. And people who don't belong in college, right, people who say, that don't have a career plan or aren't getting a degree for career, who should be better going to trade school or getting an apprenticeship,
right,
are able to go to college and waste 4 years partying.
And that's part of the propaganda, is the idea that you need to go to college. Oh, you won't be successful.
Well, I need a college degree to get on here. I mean, I'm on the radio. You don't think I have a college degree now?
I don't have a college degree.
No. I guess I technically do. I have an associate's in arts degree.
Well, that doesn't count.
Associate's degree. I only have that because I wanted to. It was the wrong thing to do. I wanted to make my mom happy. Mm. So I went to college and and it was pointless. It was a waste of time, a waste of money. Go on to the next item.
So this one I didn't even know was an issue, right? I like to think I keep my ear close to ground politics.
Okay.
Opposes diverting public school funds to private schools.
Oh, that's definitely an issue, from the left, right? Because they feel like if we take away money from the government schools, then our children will suffer. Because the government schools are the last line of education, and if we don't have them, we will have an ignorant populace.
Which is so ridiculous.
As though we don't already have an ignorant populace.
Absolutely. But no, I've diverting to private schools. I didn't hear. Are they talking about like the vouchers?
Yeah. Some states have this. Some states don't. There is a – I don't know if voucher is the right term, and I'm not intimately familiar with this, but there is a system in New Hampshire that was put in place within the last several years, and it was actually some of the Liberty people who I think worked on this legislation – that essentially allows families to divert a certain amount of money that's already been taken from them.
Stolen money.
Right. To divert it to some kind of private institution to educate their kids. It may be a voucher or some sort of variant on that.
I just love it. So money that should have already been theirs, that they should never have given to or been taken by the government for public schools that they're not benefiting from or using. And it just makes me so sick. And, these people, these shills, who just, who are rude to be. I know so many people on campus who say they're either not voting or specifically voting down the line Republican just despite these people.
Yeah, but you're more likely to know the Republicans on campus.
No, not at all. Just people, like people in classes. Like I remember some of my friends in the press.
You think this is counterproductive?
I mean, just from the people I've talked to, but yeah, it's counterproductive.
College students historically vote left. I mean, it's hard to get them to vote, but when they do, they tend to be
left. Yeah, but that's the key to it. You say it's hard to get them to vote, but they're trying so hard that they're shoving this in everyone's face. They're showing everyone's face that they, just out of spite. Like, not all of them are going to vote out of spite, but some of them are. Like, really,
this is your third year in college. You're entering your third year. So you were there in 2016. Is it worse this year?
Absolutely, by far.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere, just posters everywhere.
So you didn't
get
a voter's guide like this handed out to you in 2016?
So many. Like, this isn't the only organization. Just so many of them. It's like, where's the push, right? They talk about this blue wave. It's like a blitzkrieg.
Yeah. Wow, that is interesting.
And, variety, Republicans or conservatives or whatever, or even, libertarians too, they're nowhere to be found on campus.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I hand out flyers on campus for long enough, I will get no trespass off that campus, because what happens is somebody, and I've done it countless times, it's not to say I haven't gotten away with
it. Yeah, I was there when that happened. Yeah.
But I usually go in and I hit them fast in like one class change, right? Because there's usually like a 10-15 minute period between classes, and I'll go in, I'll zoom in with, 50 to 100 flyers, and I'll try to hand them all out within 10 or 15 minutes. And usually I'm successful at getting at least 50 out. But then if I stay too long, there's a good chance somebody's going to call campus security and say, somebody handed me a flyer, I didn't want it.
And you're always accommodating, cordial, non-intrusive. These people have a tent set up, and they vandalize people's stuff, and they're still allowed to be on every day. It's absolutely ridiculous. Nothing gets done. I've complained about them being rude to people, and nothing's happened. We're still on there spreading for propaganda and BS.
All right, How are they not getting thrown off campus?
They have a permission slip, I bet.
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, because usually the permission slip won't allow you to walk around.
Anyone's allowed to
stay behind a table.
Okay, yeah, that, in that case, yeah.
There's more coming up here in moments, but you're saying they're walking around, right?
No, no, it's always behind tables.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, then they're permissioned in. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men of women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Nothaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, or you can join us on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Vincent.
It's all brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You want to get started in the world of Bitcoin? Get on over to Bitcoin.com. It's about to celebrate its 10th anniversary. Not Bitcoin.com, but Bitcoin as a concept. It was October 31st, actually, of 2008.
When he published the white paper.
We don't know if Satoshi Nakamoto is right. We don't know who it is.
Zem.
they published the white paper.
Sorry. We don't know his preferred pronoun.
About
their preferred pronoun.
The Bitcoin protocol. Right. And that is what led ultimately to the release of Bitcoin in 2009. And that is what is beginning to change the world, I think. Arguably, it is already. The shift has happened. It's just the banks haven't really quite figured it out yet that shift has happened. And it is only going to become, I hope, more popular over time. To allow people to actually have control over their finances, to control over their money for the first time in, well, basically history. So go to Bitcoin.com. You can get started there. They've got a Bitcoin.com Academy where you can learn about both Bitcoin BTC and Bitcoin Cash and how it all works. Go to Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about anything. We've been kind of going issue by issue, and I'm going to put quotes around some of these issues because they're just so obfuscated with this political language that is designed to make the person reading this flyer think that the Democrat in the race is just so much more better and compassionate than the Republican is. Now, I don't think that either of them are any good. The Libertarian in the race here for governor in New Hampshire is a much better choice than the other two, and they didn't even include the Libertarian here. It's just straight-up propaganda. So we're going to continue with this, and I'm not naming the names because it's irrelevant, because these issues, many of them are going to appear in other states where they put different heads and different names on the flyer, and they'll have the exact same issues. I bet you if you pulled up the issues in other states, it would be almost identical.
But they have a bio on here, Ian.
Well, yeah, they'll put bios in for the other candidates in the other states. So we're going through kind of a checklist of here's what the Democrat thinks, here's what the Republican thinks.
But we're nonpartisan.
It's so funny hearing you say that. By the way, I haven't corrected Vincent on this because he's a Frenchman. So, like, he actually thinks the words... Is it pronounced that way in France?
I'm not from France.
I know,
but I'm not like since the past 400 years.
French, then. Like you speak French. You're from Quebec.
Yes, yes.
Right. Is it actually pronounced that way? That word, because it is a French word, isn't it?
Partisan?
No.
Is it?
Is that like?
I've never heard it been said in Quebec. Okay. You know, politics are discussed differently there.
Now I want to know what the etymology is. Partisan. Middle French.
Yep.
Middle French from Upper Italian, partisan, or I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right either. Oh. There's some sort of accent over the Z. Tuscan partigiano, equivalent to part E, faction or part, and then izan from unattested vulgar Latin, I don't know what that is. But anyway, so faction part, so partisan. Anyway, go on.
So here we go. Last but certainly not least to these people, supports voting rights for all Granite Staters.
Hmm.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Yeah. So there has been a controversy in New Hampshire between the political parties over how many hoops somebody has to jump through in order to be able to vote.
Well, it's not even the hoops to be able to jump through. It's whether or not people, out-of-state students who are going to school in New Hampshire should be able to
they
vote.
They absolutely should.
No.
And,
well, first off, Ian, you're a libertarian. You believe in voting.
No,
come on, man. You want more people to vote, especially people who are inclined to vote for stuff like this, to vote for 100% renewable energy.
I thought you said they weren't. I thought you said you were talking to the college kids and that they're going to go out and vote against
this. No, I'm
saying
it's starting to. People are starting to, or not even starting. People just want to do it out of spite. Some people just want to vote against it out of spite. The majority of college students are still going to vote for this.
I'm completely against the state, obviously. But in the meantime, between when we can convince people to get rid of the idea of the state, the government, from their minds, then in that time frame, I still think that if you're going to have a system in which the promise is made that if you are taxed or if you have to, you know, if you're being ruled by this system, that you should have some kind of voice in that system, then the vote is ultimately the one of the only voices you have. It's one of the only ways that you can register discontent or that you can register a fraction of
that. Yeah, they do have a voice in their home state, in Massachusetts, in California, in where Vermont.
If that's where they want to vote, then they should vote there instead. But if you are in New Hampshire, and let's say you're a college student, and you feel like you're being ruled by the New Hampshire government, because you are, it's the New Hampshire police that are going to arrest you for doing an open container as you're walking from party to party. It's the New Hampshire police who are going to arrest you if they catch you smoking a marijuana cigarette. I guess that's not an arrestable offense anymore. They'll take
Jeff
you.
Sessions possess you. It's called joint, Ian, not marijuana cigarette.
So anyway, what'll happen. And so why shouldn't those people, the people who are being taxed and regulated and controlled by the New Hampshire government, if they feel
they're not being taxed. They don't live here.
If they have to pay sales tax
or whatever. But do you think anyone from someone from New Jersey drives up here? They, you know, buy. Oh, no, there's no sales tax.
But they're not sleeping here. I mean, they're not living here the majority of their days or whatever while the students are. And if you're paying sales tax, and in New Hampshire there is
no sales tax.
There's a meals tax. And remember, whenever you, even though there's no sales tax, whenever you buy something at a local store in New Hampshire, you're paying their property tax for them, right? So there is taxes that are built into the cost of the products that you purchase. So you don't see, actually, it's actually an insidious tax because the property tax is behind the scenes. Only the landlord actually is, you know, responsible for paying it. And so the average person isn't really aware of what the tax burdens are, and they are very high. So why shouldn't somebody who's being regulated, controlled, possibly even arrested by a government be able to participate in this crappy, meaningless thing? I mean, acting like this is significant.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, this is
just a vote.
Well, no, it's because I come from Hanover, New Hampshire, where it's run by the Dartmouth Mafia. I think it's like the blue, like the bluest, 90% voted for Hillary Clinton. You have these people who show up, these students, right, when I say people who go there, they go there for 4 years, they vote, you know, they're used as a voting army, right? These people are a voting army,
no,
right?
They're
not.
No,
absolutely
they are. Useless.
Why? No.
You
Why do they have these people out here?
To do anything.
Oh, no, I mean, plenty of students
My
vote.
God,
remember,
dude.
Plenty of students vote. They come here. They ruined Hanover because you have all these people, right? They come here. They go to college. Then they leave, right? But New Hampshire government is trying to convince people
to stay in the state.
It's a problem if they begin voting because they don't have a stake in the state. You have, like,
you don't have to worry, man.
So they don't absolutely. I mean, I don't want them voting. I don't want any taxes. But these people for being mobilized by these Democrats, by these leftists, and the Republicans are doing it. I'd agree with the same exact thing. Like this is how they got
There's
rid of all the farmers, all the
on campus.
It's these
they're trying to do it too.
No, not to them. They're lazy. I mean, they're lazy
problem.
And scared. It's these
just
flatlanders, man. These flatlanders are ruining the state. They're ruining the state, and they're driving all the mountain folk. That's what happened in Hanover. All the mountain folk are gone.
I'm a
these
flatlanders.
Yeah, I know. Get out.
So should New Hampshire build a border fence?
Absolutely.
Then?
No, a huge wall.
Oh, God, Vincent.
Absolutely. Flatlanders out.
Whee! Toll free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You're sounding like an NPC, Vincent.
No, man. I'm like an NPC.
Right-wing NPC.
No, absolutely. I'm anti-right-wing flatlander, everything. Get
that's
out.
Facepalm number two for
Get
the
out.
There's more coming up here. Our number is 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filters systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump told the political website Axios that he plans to issue an executive order ending birthright citizenship. He also said he's tired of waiting on others to tackle the illegal immigration issue. John Yoo is a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley. He talks about some of the challenges President Trump will face.
Neither the president nor the Congress can change that rule, even if there were flexibility there. it would still be up to Congress, because the Constitution gives Congress the power over naturalization, deciding who becomes a citizen or not, not the president.
Apple unveiled a new lineup of Macs and iPads, including an upgraded MacBook Air, Mac Mini, and larger iPad, and Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger died in federal custody nearly 5 years after being sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. He was 89 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want here. Our number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I want to get back into the fear-mongering that Vincent was doing.
Yeah, let me tell you another thing.
Vincent was doing fear-mongering regarding students voting. And
about Flatlanders voting.
But let's start it about students voting.
Most students are Flatlanders.
Flatlanders. So we'll have to define the term.
No sane mountain folk will go to college except me.
We'll have to define the term Flatlander, because maybe some people haven't heard it before. It's a thing I didn't hear about until I moved here, as part of this New Hampshire freedom migration. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. By the way, I do want you to know about AnyPay.Global. Whether you live in the mountains or the flatlands, AnyPay.Global, as long as you got internet there, wherever it is you live, you can accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, BTC, or Dash, as well as Zen and more. Go to AnyPay.Global. You can get signed up. Can't be any easier to sign up. I mean, in fact, I've argued it's actually too easy to sign up, because you don't even have to verify an email address. You can just create any old username you want and any old password you want and sign up with that. And there's no verification, which, again, I've criticized that just simply from a error checking. If somebody screws up their, let's say they use an email address, but they screw it up.
It's wrong, and you forget your password.
Right, and then they can't, they didn't know what they put in because they thought they put in the right email. Anyway, so that's my critique. I do have my critiques of AnyPay, but I love them. I think they do great work. The system itself works great. Just be careful when you're signing up. Make sure you get your right username and password in there. AnyPay.Global is where you sign up, and then you put in your Bitcoin or whatever other crypto wallet address is in the setup page, and then you load the app on your point-of-sale device. That's it. You're ready to roll. I mean, we're talking about maybe a 10-minute setup time. If you've already got a cryptocurrency wallet, we're talking about 5 to 10-minute setup time, and it's super easy to get started and accept crypto at the point-of-sale. AnyPay.Global. As we go to Robert, he's in Vermont listening to us on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Hey, Robert.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your
welcome,
mind?
Welcome back.
Thanks. Go ahead.
You know, you were talking about the voting system here, and I had a conversation with somebody the other day about the voting system, and I kind of want to toss this out there again. Mm-hmm. Is it possible to be able to encrypt the voting system? In other words, so I can vote and not have to worry about it being molested in any way.
That's an excellent question. That's an excellent question.
Ian's looking at me because I may know something about this. This has been tried over the years to set up secure internet voting systems. I don't have all the details in front of me right now, but what I do remember is that it's never worked right. They've never been able to secure it properly.
Okay, no, wait a minute. Let me stop you for a minute, okay? It seems that the encryption for emails seems to have worked for a long time.
Emails are not encrypted. Emails are not encrypted. By default, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Michael, any point along the email chain, because when you hit send on an email, if you email, you know, one of the hosts and you hit send, it goes through your email server, it then bounces around multiple servers around the internet before it actually finally reaches its destination.
Wherever it's going.
And all of it's unencrypted.
Plain text. Yeah, most of the time it's unencrypted. If you have a Gmail account, it will show you whether that email was encrypted in transit across the internet or not. But
encrypted by whom?
By each server as it goes along. Just
meaning that who wouldn't be able to read it then?
Because the NSA.
Okay, because the server itself obviously has access.
The server itself has it unencrypted, but nobody's going to read it in between here and there.
Presuming the NSA doesn't go and subpoena the server and say, oh, well, we need to see all the emails from this particular email or to this particular email or whatever. So
if you want to protect it on the server, you still have to encrypt it yourself.
Which means PGP.
Right.
Basically. Anyway, so there are ways to do encrypted email. It's just probably 99.99% of emails are not encrypted because it takes a little bit of time to encrypt an email with
PGP. And set that up, and you've got to put a browser app
on
your...
There's a learning curve, for sure, even with the browser app.
All right, but the question is it possible to be able to encrypt my vote so it doesn't...
Not yet.
Anyway.
So, Michael, you pointed out that the governments have failed in their attempts at doing some sort of voting online encryption or whatever. But, of course, that's what we should expect from the government, right, is failure. They fail at just about everything they do. When they actually do accomplish something, it's because they threw enough money at it. So, like, yeah, the government gets a school built because they hire some company and throw millions of dollars at them, and then eventually a school gets built, right? It doesn't mean the school wouldn't cost less in a competitive market. It sure as hell would, because if there was actually a marketplace for these things. They would be developed quickly, they would be developed efficiently and affordably. But in the case of voting, it's all government. So they can hire a company to do this, but again, then we're getting back to the issue we discussed before, where it was the solar company you were talking about, Vincent, where if the company's getting a bunch of money, they don't have an incentive to develop the system very securely. They don't have an incentive to develop the system in an efficient manner. They can charge whatever it is they want per hour or per line of code or however it is they charge.
And above all of that, I forget if it was Stalin or some other communist that said, I don't care who we're voting for, I care who counts a vote.
Correct. And that's – so, again, it's the government that is failing at this, but it's the government that runs the votes. So the odds that this system is going to be perfected or workable in any near future, you know, scheme is fairly unlikely. Plus, just trying to change the system at all is very, very unwieldy.
Right.
I mean, you've got a system where it basically works the same as it did 200 years ago, right, where they have some old wooden box, you know, and they put ballots in there. And, okay, now there's a machine that you put the ballot in that sucks the ballot in automatically, and it's got a Scantron or whatever so it can scan.
Yeah, I didn't trust – like, I when I first voted, I didn't trust that thing for a minute.
Yeah, well, I mean –
I'm like, I'm putting my vote in a shredder.
Yeah, any electronic system can be manipulated, right? And the old systems could be manipulated as well. We've seen stories about them collecting all these ballots. So there's certain towns where they don't have the electronic balloting, from what I understand. Keene's got it because, you know, it's a city and you know, they get a little bit more money. But in some of these towns, Robert, before you go on, they literally collect ballots and then they seal them up in like a, you know, some sort of bag or whatever, and then they put a seal on it and it's supposed to then be transported to Concord where they'll then verify the results or whatever. And there have been issues where the shipment never made it. or it made it, but there was evidence of tampering, and then they got to do this investigation. And so, like, these people don't want to change their ways. Many of them are so old, they don't even understand anything about email, let alone encryption or whatever, the people who are running the system, the state representatives. So I can't say I'm optimistic about that happening anytime soon.
Go ahead. While we were talking, I pulled up a couple of stories about this. It turns out that some states and even Australia and Estonia have been experimenting with online voting.
Yes. The problem is, I believe New Mexico is one of them.
Right. I pulled up a story from earlier this year from CSO Online, which this is very lengthy, and we can get into it if we really want to, but there are so many different ways that these can be hacked. Encryption keys for the election in Western Australia turned up in servers in Japan, Poland, and China, and just on and on, and just
It'll ship with a default password, and they'll never change the default password or something stupid like that.
There's so many ways to hack these elections. The thing this article says is that I'll just read one short quote here. The purpose of an election is not just to select a winner, but to convince the loser and their supporters that they lost.
Mm.
Trust in the voting process is therefore an essential element to any voting system.
Robert, final comments? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it was an important question, and I think that we all want to be on top of the government because they're not looking out for our best interests at all.
They're not. Thanks for the call tonight, Robert. I appreciate hearing from you. And again, this ties back around and into what we were discussing earlier, where Vincent, you were kind of taking the Republican talking point.
No, not Republican.
No?
No.
Well, whose talking points are them? Because it's the
Republicans. No, I don't want anyone voting, Ian, because voting is violence. It's the initiation of force.
Oh,
and you used to believe that, Ian. Used to be a principled libertarian.
There was one time in my life where I did consider not voting, right?
You made the wrong decision.
Those arguments seemed persuasive, but that was because I really didn't think there was any point to the political system, and that was like right around the time when I moved to New Hampshire.
Yeah, but dude, you're feeding into the system because they say, look how many people agree with the system, look how many people voted.
But that's okay. But most people don't vote, and the system still continues.
And it continues because the rest of the people are voting.
No,
yes.
The system continues because of obedience. So, for instance, if you look at the
elections, participating in the process.
No,
obedience. Absolutely.
If you look at the elections where no one participated,
you got to break your mental prison, Ian.
Go find them, Vincent. There are elections where people did not vote, and
no one voted
continued
at all.
And the reason is obedience. I'll explain.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And we got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm. And I totally spaced out. I did not have the Twitch chat room pulled up. I apologize to those of you who might have been in there. Of course, nobody said anything anyways. But I do have the Twitch chat room pulled up. We are on Twitch, and that is our video provider. It's our main video provider. It's the HD quality video provider. We do still have YouTube available, but it's much lower quality. Anyway, you can go to twitch.lrn.fm, and you can follow the show there if you like. In fact, you're following the lrn.fm channel, so when Vincent's on Saturday nights from 10 to midnight Eastern time, you're going to see Vincent's show on the LRN.FM channel. There's also Call to Freedom, which happens every weekday here before Free Talk Live. So that's what you'll see there. And every now and then, when I'm in the mood, I'll play some video games in the middle of the night. And there's a new addition that I made to the channel over the weekend, actually. It was one of our listeners messaged me over the Mastodon platform, which we'll get into talking about this coming up here in a moment, this whole situation with Gab and social media needing to be decentralized. One of our listeners, Razorboy, sent me a message and said, hey, have you considered putting the listeners of LRN into the what they call the auto-hosting on Twitch? So Twitch is a video service. It's live streaming. You can watch us in HD. Just go to twitch.lrn.fm. But what Twitch is primarily is a video game streaming service, which is why I mentioned that I will play video games on there from time to time, because that's really why the system was created, was for this, I would say, incredibly popular habit or hobby that
it
people
is very
have.
Popular for people to watch other people playing video games, especially first-person shooters, that sort of
all
thing.
All of them.
I don't have to buy it, right? I'm like, I want to live vicariously.
You can see the story. You can see a player who's, in many cases, good, sometimes not, but, you know, many cases good, making their way through a game. I mean, I understand to some extent the attraction of it. There are certain areas where, like, you just don't feel like playing. You'd rather watch somebody else do it. I mean, there's plenty of times when I've sat in the room with a friend and enjoyed watching that friend play a video game. I don't have to be the one playing. So I totally understand it. But it's interesting how popular it really has become. And so that's the main purpose of Twitch, is to provide a platform for people to do that. But they opened it up to where anybody can kind of put different content on there now. So they've got people doing real-life cooking, you know, people doing shopping, whatever it is they do. But it's still probably 95-plus percent gaming. And so what I've done is there's something called auto-hosting. And so if you're a Free Talk Live listener or a listener of LRN.fm and you are active on Twitch, meaning that you are also a streamer, meaning that you are playing games on Twitch, then we can add you to a list of when we're not on the air. So we go off the air from Twitch at 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Well, there's no show, even though there's shows on LRN.fm, which is a 24-hour-a-day Liberty Radio network, there's no live show here in Keene, New Hampshire at that time. So there's nothing that goes on the Twitch channel. It's just like a screen that says you can listen to our audio streams.
Right.
And so auto-hosting means that if you are watching us at twitch.lrn.fm and we go off the air, and let's say one of our other listeners happens to be streaming video games at that time, it'll switch to them instead of just nothing, right? So it's kind of a way for Twitch streamers to kind of share their audience around with one another. And I guess the idea is that generally you'd want to reciprocate, right? So, like, if somebody's auto-hosting your channel, you might want to auto-host them. Anyway, he asked about that. Hey, would you put my channel up there? I was like, you know, that's not a bad idea. I had to do a little experimenting because there was the one thing I was concerned was, well, if we auto-host these channels, what's it going to do to the embedded feeds? Because if you go to LRN.fm, the Liberty Radio Network's front page, there's an embedded window to Twitch that shows our video feed when it's live. And so I'm thinking, well, I don't want video games being played on the LRN in embeds, meaning if somebody goes to the LRN.fm page, they're looking for Libertarian Talk Radio. That's the reason why they're there. They don't want to see Vincent playing, you know, whatever game he would play, or Ian Freeman playing, you know, whatever game I would play. Although they'll see it if it's me, because then we're doing it for the stream's purpose. But generally, if it's, you know, just listeners, I didn't want that because it seems to kind of be counter to the main point of that video. But it doesn't do that. So you actually have to be on the channel page at twitch.lrn.fm, and then you'll see whatever is being auto-hosted. So I say all that to just kind of announce that that's a change, and then also to let you know that if you have an active Twitch channel, I don't want to auto-host somebody that doesn't actually regularly stream, so you have to have some level of dedication to it.
Right.
Then let me know. You can send me a message on the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. You can message me on Mastodon. I'm on the Liberdon server there, and those are a couple different ways. You can just send me an email as well. Just let me know what your Twitch handle is, and I'll go and check you out. So you can follow us on Twitch. We've got over 500 followers now, twitch.lrn.fm, which, by the way, isn't a whole lot to brag about. I mean, there's these Twitch people, they've got, many of them have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of followers. There are, at any moment, millions of people who are not only streaming, but many more millions are actually watching these streams. I don't know what the average stream receives. I suspect it's not a whole lot. But some of these people are absolute superstars in this arena. In fact,
especially if they have boobs.
Oh, especially if they've got boobs. And even they have, like, apparently they have their own convention now. And I don't know for how many years they've had this. But they, you know, these people are such big stars. They show up at these conventions, and it's like they get asked for autographs. And, you know, girls want to take their picture with them. And it's just amazing that, you know, Michael, when you and I were growing, because we're basically contemporaries in age. We're pretty close.
Pretty much.
When we were growing up, the LAN party.
The LAN party was a thing.
But if you've been to a LAN party, can you describe the attendance of the LAN party?
It was teenage male.
It was. And it probably still is majority these days, but there are females who are involved. Now, whether it's because these males are getting paid very well to do what they do, but I think it's just because gaming has become more of a bipartisan.
Universal.
You know, it attracts males and females more so now than it did in the past. And a LAN party was pretty much the area of the geek, the computer geek. You had to be a geeky kind of gamer, not some average gamer, because you'd have to like know how to move your PC around and kind of set up a network and play games with each other. Now they actually have LAN party conventions. And I suspect that goes on at the Twitch convention.
It's a bit larger than one LAN, but yeah, they have whole warehouses where everyone brings in their pieces, thousands of computers, right. And everyone's gaming right there. But yeah, back in the day, I mean, we've had, you were saying you have to be geeky and somewhat, what was the word you used?
I don't know, dorky, video game geeks,
right?
Yeah, computer techie.
We didn't have a lot of women back then gaming. We do now a lot more than we did before.
It's like any subculture or thing that's mainly, you know, usually it's primarily guys that becomes popular eventually. Like take libertarianism, for instance, or the liberty movement, so-called. Women are eventually going to be attracted to that because either, one, they might, you know, five, or either legitimately interested, or two, they want, you know, they pretend to be interested because they like the attention all these thirsty guys give them. So, you know, like anyone could get good at video games, right?
Sure.
I'm not saying not all of them have passions, but quite a few, and that's how some movements get ruined, because, like, you know, you have all these guys fight over this one woman, like Yoko, or, you know, eventually they change things, and, yeah, that's how it gets ruined.
I think that games are a little bit more than what you're saying, but I think that it's true generally, what you say.
Well, I was going to say Gamergate, but that was gaming journalism ruined that, but...
Yeah.
Gamergate, now you're going back several years. This was a controversy over a video game reviewer who was female? What exactly?
I didn't follow it.
Yeah, I didn't follow it too closely.
We talked about it here on the air, but this was a decade ago.
It was about ethics in gaming journalism, because, like, Kotaku and all these gaming, so ridiculous, right? These gaming journalism, right? I think, like, there's this one game called Depression Quest made by someone named Zoe Quinn, and it did not deserve to win, but there's been her ex-boyfriend said that she allegedly slept with judges, I think, like, in order to win, and then the gaming journalism, they said anyone who criticized that or even brought into question was sexist, and then now we have all these, you know, alt-right. So that's pretty much the alt-right was born out of Gamergate. At least the alt-right on YouTube.
So coming up here tonight, we are going to talk about Gab and what happened there with this centralized social media site that's been taken down now after this shooting that happened. I don't know if it was over the weekend or Friday or whenever it was, but it was, you know, it was being reported on heavily. I think it was Saturday when the news first.
Well, I'd say dumped is better, because it's not like it was taken down by the government or anything. It was just dumped by its hosting.
Well, taken down by its host.
Oh, host, okay.
But yes, thank you for clarifying that. So we're going to get into that coming up here. You can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And so once again, don't forget to follow us over on our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. And if you've got Amazon Prime, you can actually link up your Twitch account, and you can give us your free subscription that you get. You get one of them per month as an Amazon Prime member, and that sends a couple bucks over to lrn.fm. Otherwise, Amazon just keeps it. So drop on over there. You do have to remember to do it every month, so we'll try to remind you about that. Twitch.lrn.fm. The Prime instructions are just scroll down below the video. You'll find those right below it in the text area. We're coming up here in moments. You can join us. Hour number 3 is next. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.